Hello.
Hi, this is Jesus. I'm with Opinion Research. We're conducting an important public opinion poll. Do you have a couple
sorry,
of minutes?
Can you start over?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. I'm with Opinion Research, and we're conducting an important public opinion.
I still don't understand nothing you're saying. It sounds like you're away from the microphone or something.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you able to hear me better now?
Well, yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. Now, I'm with Opinion Research, and we're conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Ector County. Would you have a few minutes to help us out?
Well, I'm always filling them out in the mail and mailing them back. What is your poll on?
It's actually about public issues facing Ector County. Now, are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Oh, yes, I have been for 60 years.
Okay, all right. Now, generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track?
I don't know what you mean by right or wrong.
Okay.
A Republican, if that solves your problem.
That's actually one of the questions, but yes, like generally, do you think things in Ector County are on the right track or the wrong track? Or not sure?
Well, I don't like your question, right or wrong, because I don't understand it. I'm a Republican, and
okay.
That's the right track for me.
Okay, all right. Now, what is the most important issue facing Ector County?
I think it's the one that faces everyone, and that's our darn border.
Okay, so this would be immigration.
The president will turn them all into legalized voters. That's going to really screw our country up.
I see. Now, I see.
They're going to put them on Social Security, Medicare, and everything if they came across. Well, I think that's why so many of them come over here that's sick, pregnant, and everything else. I don't want the women that are pregnant to kids to automatically be made citizens of the USA like they used to do it many years ago. The Chinese come over here and had their babies, made them a citizen, so then the parents could stay. I don't like that, and I hope it's not legal anymore, because they were saying the other day how many of them are sick and how many women are pregnant.
They'll
just stay at home till they had their kids.
Right. I understand. Now, how would you rate the economic conditions in Ector County? Would you say they're excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Well, they're not as good as they were because everything's stinking high. Your prescriptions, gasoline, and groceries, and, you know, eggs, simple things that people use every day. And nobody gets a raise. I just heard this morning on Fox News that the Border Patrol guys may not get paid this next month. Well, if they don't get paid, us on Social Security probably won't either. And, you know, that's scary.
Yes, I see. Now, 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off? Or about
it'll be a lot worse unless they open up our pipeline where the people have good jobs and good pay, and we're not dependent on anybody overseas. I don't want to be dependent on China, Russia, Germany, France, none of them.
I see.
We're big enough and have everything we need to be independent of any of them, and I sure don't like him handing out billions of dollars to Ukraine.
I see. Now, how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County?
Well, I don't know anything about it. I haven't worked in the public now in a while. I'm 88 years old, but I haven't heard my children complain. Of course, two of them are retired, and it'll be a few years for the other two retired, but I haven't heard them complaining about anything yet.
Okay.
All right. We'll see soon.
All right. Now, I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each of them in Ector County, you know, whether excellent, good, fair, or poor. So the first one is having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
I guess we're good for our size of towns here. So I'd say excellent, I guess. I think we've got too many clubs.
Okay. And how about the availability of quality health care? Would you say it's excellent?
Oh, I'd say excellent, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Natural beauty and physical setting.
Most of the time it's pretty. We've got so many people scattering all over our town anymore that a lot of them are not taking care of their yards or alleys, and I don't like that because it looks trashy. But I guess it's, what, poor?
Okay. How about effective...
Water bill is ridiculous.
I see. How about effective leadership from elected officials?
You know, I don't know what's going on in our city officials because they fired two or three and elected someone else here a while back, and I don't think they're doing good. I keep reading stuff about them in the paper. I wish they could get someone that knows something and put them in the office to take care of everything that we need to have taken care of here. But I'd say it's kind of poor right now because I don't even know who our city manager is or chief of police or nobody else. They've hired and fired so many different ones.
Okay. All right. How about public transportation? Would you say that's excellent?
We have city buses. I guess if anybody needs that, they can stand on the corner and wait for it to come by because I sure don't know none of their schedules. And a lot of the bus stops don't even have a bench to sit down on or to get the sun off of them or anything else. I see them running. I just don't know what their schedules are if I had to have one.
Okay.
We've got taxis, of course.
All right. Would you say it's fair or poor in general, good or excellent?
Well, for our population, it's a little bit on the poor side, I'd think.
Okay. How about offering job opportunities in your field? I know that you mentioned that you're not working anymore. Of course, you retired.
Well, a lot of our stores started closing, and mm-hmm. I was a person at Montgomery Ward's for I don't even know how many years. I got several of their medals and things, but we don't have a Montgomery Ward's or Sears Roebuck anymore. We've got some stores that's took their place, but I don't really know how their business is. I don't get out all that much. A lot of my stuff I buy order.
Okay. All right. I see. All right. Now, how about welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture? Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Let's put down good because I really don't know. I'm not out and about to welcome no foreigners. I know that DeSantis was in Midland day before yesterday, I believe. I figure he was invited, but I don't know. And I think he got to go out and visit an oil rig or something. I just saw it on the news. I didn't even know he was in our vicinity. But as far as that goes, I guess everybody's got a clear mind as how they want it to go. And I sure haven't seen a poll on it in my area or anything. So I don't know.
Okay. How about the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature? Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Well, I don't know. They complained one time about the sausage and eggs and stuff like that, but you said the groceries. I think that they have everything anybody needs. It's just high priced. And as far as automobile parks, I don't think that's very good. My daughter had to wait a couple of months to get a part for her car. They wouldn't let her park it in the garage because they said it could start a fire. And my son-in-law's engine on his truck broke down, and he had to wait about 6 months to get an engine for his truck. So I wouldn't think it's all that great myself. I don't know. It might have improved, but I don't know anything about it.
Okay. How about the quality of the public schools?
Well, I've got school teachers in the public schools, and I've asked them if we've got all that crazy junk that's going around, and they said no. Our place here, we fought to keep the union out years ago. And as far as I know, I don't think they have any control in our school to be putting all that trash in there. And as far as the kids being changed from one sex to the other, I haven't heard either of my grandkids saying that they have anybody like that in their schools.
Okay. So would you say it's good, fair, poor, or excellent?
Because I don't really know. I don't have anything but great kids in school.
All right. How about public safety and low crime? Would you say that's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I won't put it in the middle because every day you hear where somebody got shot or somebody got run over or something.
Okay. Would you say it's fair or good?
No. Fair. We've got a lot of... Okay. Odds and ends in our town.
All right. Now, the next one is just a couple more. The availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music. Would you say that's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Oh, it's good. We've got a couple of museums and
How about, all right. How about the availability of affordable housing?
I guess we've got enough. As far as I know, I see houses with for sale signs in the yard and stuff. If they can afford it, I guess we've got plenty.
That would be good for you or excellent or fair or poor?
Let's say fair because I don't know how many people are moving in or nothing else. We've got so many big apartment buildings and a lot of houses for sale in my area because I'm in a good school location.
Okay. How about being able to get from place to place with little traffic? Would you say that?
Well, if you choose your streets, you can do that. But I live just a block and a half from Permian, and I have to schedule my days that I can, what time I can get out or not, because traffic's bumper to bumper most of the time during the school.
Okay.
You know, taking up lunch or after school.
Yes. How about a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth?
Yeah.
Would you say it's excellent? Good?
It's excellent, I'd say, because my son works in that kind of a deal, and he's always got an overload of bids and everything, and we just voted not long ago for one of those hospitals.
All right. I see. Now, please rate, I'm going to go through a brief list. Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of peoples. It will be excellent, good, fair, or poor. So the first one is immigrants from other countries. Which one would you rate it?
I don't know anything about that. I don't know how many people we've got from other countries here. I'm sure we'll have our quota we usually do, that we have to get certain teachers for interpreters. But I don't have anything to do with a school other than my great-granddaughter teaches teachers at her school anymore. She don't have a class.
How about young single people? Would that be excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I guess according to the students we have in our high schools here, I think we've got quite a few.
Okay. Would that be good, fair, excellent, or poor?
Let's say fair because our schools are big, and I know we've usually have more than enough.
Okay. Now, would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor for recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
Oh, I guess that's good because most colleges had a good many class people that graduated here a while back.
Okay. Now, would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor for
We even have people that was in the paper from overseas that graduated from our big college.
Okay. How about racial and ethnic minorities? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I guess it's all right. I've got Spanish and I've got blacks right here in my neighborhood. And like I said, I don't get out much anymore, so I'm just theorizing of the people I meet when I go to the grocery store or someplace like that. I don't.
Would you say fair, good, or excellent, or poor?
Let's put it in the middle. I don't think it's poor, and I don't know how excellent it is, but we do have them.
Okay.
A group of minority.
Okay. Would you say fair or good?
Yeah. Put it down fair.
Okay. The next one is entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses. Is it excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Well, let's say excellent because we're always having some company move in. And
How about people like you?
I'm retired and I'm 88 years old, so I don't get out a whole lot. But I think everything is still going good. My kids are not complaining about having trouble finding hands or nothing.
Okay. I have about three more. Now, people living below the poverty line, would you say that's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Oh, you know, I don't know. Because these black people that live next door to me on the corner, they both drive beautiful brand new cars. The Spanish people across the street all have brand new cars.
Okay.
The one couple over there, he's retired and she's a beauty operator. As far as I know, everybody's doing all right.
That was my next one. How about for retirees? Do you think it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Well, most of my friends have passed away. There's still one I talk to now and then. But I think it's all right, as long as...
Would you say good?
Yeah.
And the last one on this list is families with children. Would you say good, fair, poor, or excellent?
Only families I know with children are my own, and I guess they're all doing good.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Now, how would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Well, we've got them in all branches of our city stuff. I guess they're doing all right.
Would you say good or fair?
Yeah, let's say good. I don't know what they're doing. Like I said.
Okay. Now, over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
I have no idea to guess long range. We keep building right now, but we've got I don't know how many million people that's come across the border. I don't know what we're going to do with all of them.
Okay.
And they're going to have to work because our government can't support all those thousands and thousands that's there. I don't know.
Now,
I'm not going to be sure. I have no idea.
All right. Now, economic development, it generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. Now, how familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Would you say very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Well, I'm going to say I'm not at all familiar. What I get out of the newspaper or talk to someone I meet at the store or something, I don't know nothing about it.
Now, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Would you say very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
I'm confident that they're going to continue to do good whenever I see how many things are going on in my community. And if they'll open up the oil field, it'll be rocking good like it was when we had our oil fields open out here.
I see. So would you say somewhat confident or very confident?
I'm kind of confident that we're going to get the oil fields opened up again and quit buying it from overseas.
Okay. Now, community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. how familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Would you say you're very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar?
Put it in the middle, because everything I see, they're still building different areas of our town and calling them different names of the communities and stuff and annexing stuff in. So I think it's doing all right.
All right. Would you say somewhat familiar or very familiar with?
No, somewhat.
Okay, perfect.
I have the paper, radio, and friends.
Okay, now how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Would you say very confident, somewhat confident?
I'm
very
confident. I continue to build.
Okay, very or somewhat confident?
Somewhat confident.
Okay, perfect. Now, how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Would you say very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Not at all likely in the next 5 years. Everybody's pretty well settled down.
Okay. Now, finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed? High school or less, some college graduate, or a graduate degree?
No, sir. I have a GED. I didn't get to finish high school.
Okay. All right. Now, in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent?
I'm a Republican.
Yes, you did. You did at the beginning. You're right. You're absolutely right. Now, what is your age? Is it 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or above 65?
Above 65.
Okay. Now, do you have a school-age child living in your household?
No.
Okay. Also, which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White Anglo, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, or other?
White.
Okay. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
No. My son is a salesman in the oil industry.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Is that within your household or?
No.
Okay.
He lives in Houston.
Okay. Now, is your annual household income less than $25,000 or $25,000 to $39,999, $40,000 to $74,000?
Are you asking what? Population of the town?
Yeah, this would be like your annual household income. Okay.
As far as the population of my town, I have no idea. They've got a big community west, north, and east, and I think they're starting one south of town out close to the Interstate 20. So I don't know what our population is.
Okay, perfect. And you mentioned that you're retired. That's correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, in turn, do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, perfect.
I don't know why all these questions are necessary. Do you make them up, or do they send them out to you, or how do you get all this junk?
Actually,
that it's necessary.
Right. Actually, the surveys are already created for us. We basically
the government, counties, or who? Who's them out?
Yeah, this is basically like we're from Opinion Research, so they actually generate the surveys.
So it comes from Washington, or it comes from the state. Capital of Austin and Texas here, which they ought to know all of that. We all have to file stuff.
Right. Well, I can't say for sure. But one thing I really want to do is thank you so much for taking a minute out to complete the survey for us, okay? Thank you so much. Your opinion is very important. And I want to wish you a great rest of the weekend.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.